member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
Happy birthday to you. Squish my toes and shoe. Bread and butter in the gutter. Happy birthday to you.
This is Punky. It's our first birthday. Goopa, Goopa.
Goopa, Goopa.
It's our first birthday. Who'd have thought it?
Who'd have thunk it after a year?
Who'd have thunk it? I'll tell you what, Tone. I'm going to love this show, our birthday show this week.
What's that?
I'm going to love it. Because, you know, this week, I have been busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Where you fucking clam joust.
Oh, look at you with your swearing straight away.
Oh.
No curses.
Best laid plans.
This is Punky. The best laid plans fall apart straight away, does it? You lot don't need to know what the plans were, but I'll tell you what. Scary music! Scary music! Scary music! It's Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And over the next probably about hour...
Yeah.
We've got a new feature. We've got an extra song. Yeah. Oh, it's all going to happen. Yeah, we've got a busy show. And we've got, thank you very much to all you lot out there in Punkyland, we have got 5 of the bands you voted as being your favourites over the last year.
Yes.
How so exciting.
Kind of best of special birthday treat.
It's a best of special birthday treat. What we haven't got, sadly, my fault, is I did plan this week to have all the new themes and beds that we'll be having, but I've been busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond. So I didn't have the chance to do it. In fact, I'll tell you the truth, mate. I've been spending too much time with my mighty berserker.
You've been period dogging, haven't you?
I have, yeah. By the time I'd finished, my ring piece bled like a shot fox.
Better that than your hatchet wound.
Right, I'm going to get straight on with the first song, mate.
Okay.
But we'll spend a bit more time talking about each band tonight, because we've got background to all of them.
Yes.
Right, so first up tonight, Wonk Unit.
Great band.
Wonk Unit, great band. We had them on at Block Party 6.
Yes, yeah, from London.
We've been championing them the way from South London, Wonk Unit. And if you go on their site, they've got 12 songs to download, haven't they? Which is brilliant, one of which we're just about to play. But Tony,
yes,
can you guess Wonk Unit's website?
It's wonkunit.com.
It is wonkunit.com.
Yes.
But they will also be on our MySpace Top 8 this week.
Yes.
Our MySpace profile is myspace.com/punkyradio, as a lot of you already know. Anyway, let's kick on. This is Nina Simone. It is, you know.
Ooh.
Nina Simone.
Excellent.
I'm tired and I need a rest. We drink to you.
Yeah, you're my eye girl. You're my eye girl. You're my eye girl. I'm flying high on the sand of the body. Yeah, you're my eye girl. Angel. How important you became for me every day. And I'm growing in your mind.
Wonk Unit, Nina Simone.
Oh, my wanker's plums.
Oh, you smacked hard. If you did have a one-way ticket to Fishtown, mate, that would have sent you straight back.
And I'm always looking.
You are always looking for that. Hey, right, what I like about that is, right, that it's Wonk Unit, Nina Simone. What I want to hear is Nina Simone, Wonk Unit. Oh, you're superb. Right then, should we get through the comments then?
Yes.
Hey. Because these are funnier than Aunt Betsy's box, let me tell you. Start off with... What should we start off with? I think we'll start off with emails and messages, because we have got not one but two Word of the Weeks this week.
Okay.
But one of them, I think, occurs in the emails and messages. Here goes. If you have anything that you'd just like to randomly talk about to us, any information or business, paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you have a new podcast directory, please make sure... that you disregard anything I accidentally send back to you when I mean to forward it to Manly Tony right there. Embarrassed myself a bit this week. Anyway, here goes. First one, it's paulieb@punkyradio.com. This one comes from L&M.
L&M.
It's like M&M. It's just a bit sooner. Loved your Canadian stroke Detroit travel story, having lived in all three cities. I can tell you that you should have wrapped yourself in your wank-stained duvet, very nice, which I'm sure you brought with you to keep warm in economy class, and slept right through Toronto on your way to the Motor City. You would have been better off doing 50-50 split with Montreal and Detroit and just wanking to the next Air Out My Shorts episode when you get back home. Besides that, you guys are a hoot, L&M. Well, fair cool. enough, but I had a great time there. Fantastic. Oh, there'll be part two of my trip this week as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Right, this one, this is quite a long one from Chantel, who we have been dealing with quite a lot. I was hoping to get on some comments from different listeners this week, but for the time being, it's the ones we already know and love.
But hey, birthday special, that's
MySpace
fine.
Is gay! Oh, it wouldn't let me comment you on your birthday. MySpace was buggered on our birthday.
It was Fox.
It was. Really. Says, and it hasn't let me sign in since, so this is belated, and I wanted to comment it, but email will have to do. Happy belated effing birthday.
Nice.
And I wish you many more happy ones to come with me as a loyal listener. I would like to say that I too have joined the TTN fraction, more of that later on, created by the lovely Daniel. He is right, it's not fair to piss on a drowning man. Not that we're calling Tony a drowning man, because he's obviously not drowning, or a man. But you get the point. Eddie Hitler, shut up, will you? This is great. Our listeners are giving each other grief and talking to each other. We're uniting fans of bands across the land. Super crazy birthday special, punky episode coming. It's nice to have Paul back, that's me. Although Tony, that's you, was much more pleasant to MySpace with... Were you MySpacing with Chantel, Tony? Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Mainly because he actually responds to messages and comments. I'm busy. That's me, not her. Happy birthday, Punky, and Monkey Boogers. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Punky. Happy birthday to you. Well, it's belated now. Effing MySpace. Birthday wishes, Chantel. Thank you very much, Chantel. I know that you probably don't call yourself Chantel because you are, of course, Canardinan.
Canardin.
So you will call yourself Chantel. Oh, no, that's Australian. She's Australian and Canadian. Next one. This is great, this one. Hey, Smacktards. My friend Mark made this up. This is the word of the week. He's too much of a pansy to email you guys, so I'm doing it for him. He's loving the show and the dictionary. You guys have inspired him to make this up. Fag buttons. It's a term of endearment, usually used playfully as an insult, but never to acquaintances or in front of elders. And that's from the Laura Ashley.
Nice.
Those of you that are regular listeners to the show will know that Laura Ashley sent us an email through, and you said, is that the Laura Ashley? I went, it could be. It is.
Brilliant.
So that's what was right. It? So what's the word?
Fag buttons.
Is that like a nut to the brown hole?
No, it's just like, no, fag buttons. it's a term of endearment.
All right.
Fag buttons, mate. A cup of tea, will you?
Okay.
Or in Polish, kochania. Kochania.
Okay.
More Polish later on.
Brilliant.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
Douche nozzle.
That's like, you don't call me a douche nozzle, you smacktard. Right,
Bunk
so you've got podcast alley.
I've also got a couple of emails, birthday emails.
Do the podcast alley, then I'll do MySpace, then you do the birthday emails, then we play
Deal.
The next song.
Deal.
Get back.
Okay, podcast alley comments. Please vote for us, because it is a new month when the show hits on the 1st
yes,
of August.
Please do.
We did really well last month. Thank you for everyone who did vote.
149 votes we got last month.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Like,
thank you all so
10
much.
10 short of being number one in the new in the music category.
Yes. Oh, we were number one.
In our hearts.
In the honesty box.
Yes. So, if you go to punkyradio.com, top of the site, there's a little please vote for us link. Click on that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. Also, on our MySpace page, there is a little subscribe box. No, not subscribe box, a vote box. Enter your email address, click on the button and it will vote for you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And please do take the time. It doesn't take
please
long.
Please do. We really
and
do
we're
appreciate
really desperate
it.
For the votes.
Yeah, we're hoarse. But we don't want to cheat, so we want to just make sure we try and get there honest as we can, and we do have enough listeners to basically win that thing if you all voted.
Yeah.
But hey, that's fine. Wow, the first podcast I listened to and you guys made me cry, which is a good thing, from Star Vader.
Hey, nice. Thank you, Star Vader.
Of the Darth Vader's kid. I like to cry.
I always like to make people cry.
Obviously a bit of a kin blurred.
That'd be like...
kin blurred.
What a crown.
Class act. Hey, Paul. Keep it up, Squire.
Okay.
Hey, Tone. Just stop. Shut it, you twatsicle. That's from T-Man the Bean.
Oh, is it?
Fantabutastic.
Fantabutastic.
Best show there is. Great mix of music and banter. And you can meet the stars of the show from time to time down the pub. From Mistress.
Now, who is this?
I don't know.
Mystery Mistress.
But she sent us a message today, because she was at my band, Our Copy, the gig on Saturday, the Black Market in Warsaw.
And you think she might have been there,
and she was there.
How do you know she was there?
Well, she posted on at the forums saying, I was there Saturday, and yeah, you were indeed quite
interesting.
Bad. Interesting. But she didn't come to and say hello.
Mystery listener.
Mystery Mistress.
Mystery Mistress.
Maybe she'll be there this week on Thursday when we go drinking.
And she knew about the emo shop, and she knows Punk Steve.
Yeah.
Is it Punk Steve?
No. What's his name? Yeah, Steve. You're right, it's Steve.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll meet them Thursday. Maybe they'll actually say hello. Anyway.
It's exciting, isn't it? It's enough to make Uncle Foamy stand up and tap dance.
Yeah. It's the shitsnits.
It is.
Vote. Here's your vote, peanut fuckers.
Thanks.
Fuck you, asshole. Hey, we'll take it. I don't care.
We'll take
That's
it.
That's fine.
We'll take it.
And finally, you two should feel very proud of yourselves for converting one more emo kid into something more socially acceptable.
Hurrah!
Hurrah! No more kinserbs. Off to change email now. Keep up the great fucking show. From Belfenoir.
Belfenoir.
Belfenoir?
Which was probably an old emo address that they're now going to change to something cool. Like Zuffel Monster.
Yeah.
Or Gummy Jaster.
Yeah. Or just Hatchet Wound.
Yeah.
So that's Podcast Addict comments.
Well done, Podcast Addict. Right, MySpace latest comment. As I say, myspace.com/punkyradio. This is the most efficient way of leaving us a comment if you are already on MySpace. You can't do
you've got
it
no
unless
restrictions
you...
of length.
Yeah.
No there length.
There is no length restriction on MySpace. Gooper. Oh, I love this show. You guys are fucking amazing. Listening to the new show right now. Very nice. Gooper fucking Gooper. First thing I heard, keep up the awesome work. Valkyrie. Thank you. This one's from Bear. Now, I've included this one. You'll see why.
Okay.
I'm going on tour tomorrow, so I won't be about to put anything into the next few shows. So you're on your own. Don't fuck it up, Tony. Happy punky birthday, though. May all your wishes be partially fulfilled. Oh, and I stand by my statement. Tony is a pedo. Ah!
Oh, got knob cramp.
Hello, Punky. I've recently founded a fraction by the name of TTN. Treat Tony nicely.
Yay!
To ensure that our hero gets the respect he deserves. Of course, the occasional teasing is all right, but it's really not nice pissing on a drowning man, is it? A profile will be up soon where supporters can add us and such. Sorry to bother you on your birthday. Daniel. Daniel from Denmark. I'm going to read that out again now in my Danish accent.
Okay.
Scooty booty boo. Hello, Punky. I have recently founded Fraction by the name of TTN. Treat Tony nicely. To ensure that our hero gets the respect he deserves, of course, the occasional teasing is all right. But it's really not nice pissing on a drowning man, is it? A profile will be up soon where supporters can add us. And such, sorry to bother you on your birthday, Daniel.
The Angry Pirate.
The Angry Pirate, yeah. And then this one came in straight away. Daniel, if you go ahead with that, you might break the record for the MySpace profile with the least amount of friends in the world. Just kidding. Everybody loves Tony, really. You just need to take it all in, Tony. What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, right? Either that or you go crying to your bedroom and write about it in your diary and kin blurred. Eddie Hitler.
Thanks.
And finally, love this one. Man, I hope this comment gets aired. You guys really rock. Me and my pops love listening to you both. Sadly, we can't tune in on Sundays to hear you because I don't think our radio can reach you guys. Oh, well, fuck it. Later, Zed from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah, might not reach that far.
Z from Honolulu, Hawaii. No, I don't think the mighty Mansi 103.2 FM. Oh, no, he's on about Hussy Skunk.
Is he? I thought he was on about... No, Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
All right, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah, but Sunday there would be Monday here. Oh, doesn't matter. Thanks, anyway. Wow. Right, you've got some birthdays, haven't you?
I've got a couple of messages.
Thank you, Z from Honolulu, by the way. Much appreciated.
Yes. So, there you go. Happy birthday, Punky. I was going to try and send you James fucking Blunt's severed head on a stick, but
right.
That might violate my parole.
Maybe
next year. Always looking.
Always
Lord
looking.
Raylock.
Snickerdoddles, that's a good one.
That's a classic one.
It's a beauty.
Gummy twat.
Should someone want to send us James Blunt's head
on a service stick,
we won't be responsible, but we will be quite appreciative.
Yeah,
I think that's fair enough.
Send us a slut rope, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
And finally, another
you can't one. Send something imaginary,
can't you?
A slut rope's imaginary, isn't it?
Of course.
We'll be getting slut ropes off everyone if we do that.
Oh, I'm such a douche nozzle.
I know.
Tony and Paul, I want to wish you two a happy birthday for the anniversary of your show.
Thank you.
Punky kicks ass and
it
is my favourite podcast. Here's to many more years of Punky from Twilight. From
Thank you very much, Twilight.
Here's to many more years of Punky. Many more years.
Hey, that's nice, isn't it?
I think we'll kill ourselves before then.
No.
We'll kill each other anyway.
No, I'll kill you.
There you go.
Quite straightforward.
Fair enough, innit?
Yeah.
Just get another emo kit and blood off the production line there.
Off the production line. Song two, I think so.
Yes.
Not by Blur, our second song. Sweatmaster.
Nice.
Hey, thank you very much for voting for this. This Sweatmaster, one of the bands on our Punky Owns MySpace group that people said like it a lot.
Yeah.
And one of my favourite bands to come out of Turku in Finland ever, and there's been quite a few. Sweatmaster aren't punk, they're garage rock, but they're brilliant. I love them. And this is from their first album. But can you guess their website, Tony?
It's sweatmaster.net.
Well, it is.
Isn't it?
But I kind of got it wrong.
Oh.
Sweatmaster.com is under construction. Sweatmaster.net is mainly in Finnish.
Ah.
But it's quite a laugh because there's lots in English as well.
That's right.
So check it out.
Yeah,
check it out, man. Check its bad self.
Quick.
This is the final track on their first album, which is called Sharp Cut, and is still available, I believe, on if you go to mustdestroymusic.com. It's a beauty. We love Sweatmaster. While back, I went to see him in Holland. Nearly missed him.
Yeah.
Curse you, handboy, and always looking. This is tonight.
With my magic tongue, and she's out. If I'm going out tonight, sure I'll do it.
That is Tonight by Sweatmaster. I love that.
Oh, we did a slow-mo pogo to that.
You could do the slow-mo pogo to this. Yeah. This bit, but then it speeds up, doesn't it? This bit's the bit for the oldies by the Planet Smashers. By the way, as I said, we will have the new themes and beds, hopefully, next week. And so far, you've already heard Zombie Ghost Train underneath us.
Mm-hmm.
The Planet Smashers now underneath us.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard Mike Roscope underneath us. You've heard the 10 o'clock horses underneath us. And now, for a few people we'd like underneath us. Because, Tony, on Saturday, I did Watford Jonglers.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And I was on first. It was really good, actually. Friday, it was rubbish.
Right.
But on Saturday, it was fantastic. 350 stags and ends having a great time. And great fun. But I was off stage first, which meant I was away from there about 9:15.
Mm.
Which meant I could drive to my mate Steve's pub in Harrow.
Yeah.
Where Steve the landlord and Agnieszka the crazy Pole accompanied me to London town. Mm-hmm. Where we went to the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street, right in the middle of town, just off Tottenham Court Road.
Yep.
Just down from Centre Point where the Tramps live. And we went there because Devilish Presley were playing with Dragster supporting them.
No, nice.
And I'd been in touch with Jackie Vixen from Devilish Presley.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been in touch with Fee from Dragster.
Yep.
And said, hey, I'm coming down. They went, we'll watch out for you. And they did. Right, and literally, as soon as we got there, we got out of the cab. It was the scariest cab I've ever been in.
Right.
Right, the cabbie was one of these London blokes, knows what he's doing, making, where there only appears to be one lane, he's making three and going in and out of the car. And it was frightening. He did a half-hour journey in about 20 minutes, basically, which in London is good going. And the thing was, by the time we got out of the cab, I thought I'd sprain my ankle with all the imaginary braking I was doing. I was terrified. Right, got out. And there's Jackie Vixen sat down right outside. And I just walked over and went, Jackie. She went, all right, Paul. And I'll tell you what, mate, Jackie Vixen, I would. Right, yeah. Right, oh, my goodness. Right. So we went in and we'd been told that Dragster were on at 11
right.
And Devilish Presley were on at 12. But when we got there, there was a band just starting. We went in and thought, this doesn't look like Dragster.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, mate, maybe Fee's taller than I thought, or whatever. But then the band started. It clearly wasn't Dragster,
right.
And there was a girl next to me, quite small, long dark hair, and I was about to look around. And I said, "This isn't Dragster. This band is shit." And I went, "You're Fee from Dragster, aren't you?" She went, "Yeah." And I'll tell you what, Tone, I would.
I've met Fee.
Yeah, I know. Well, you wouldn't, right?
No.
Right? Isn't she? She's lovely.
She's nice, Fee.
And,
yeah.
But she's they've portrayed on their album Step Into The Death Ray, she looks like some giant Amazon woman.
Yeah.
And she's not, she's a tiny little pocket punk character.
Yeah.
I've decided to build her a hutch.
Nice.
Right, and so I said, wow, you're like some little cheeky mice, you're some cheeky garagey punky munchkin, you're a punchkin. And that's the other word of the week this week. Should you ever find yourself a tiny little beautiful garage punk nuthouse,
mm-hmm,
make sure you call them a punchkin.
Punchkin.
Yeah. Now, aww, when I told her, when I later sent her a MySpace message after the gig to say, well done, that was absolutely brilliant, you little punchkin. She sent me one back saying, actually, I'm going to punch you if you keep calling me a punchkin. And, you know, at that height, it's going to go right in the knackers. So, whoa, be careful. Don't want wankers plums again. Not that easily. There was this other band off first, and then we had a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dragster went on, and they were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Well done, Dragster. Funny thing was, there's a back line set up. The venue, the 12 Bar Club, it's got the main room. It only holds about 50 people.
All right.
It was superb, because you're right up close with the band and that. And they've got a back line set up, really small drum kit on the stage, back line. Dragster's drummer was really going for it, and just stuck his stick towards the end set right through a floor tom.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And went, can we have another drum, please? And they went, no. So they had to do the last two songs. They cut the set one song short.
Yeah.
And they played the last song. He was just kind of on the snare, giving it real kind of lounge combo. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Then there's a gap. And then I sort of walk out of there. And I look round and I see this girl with kind of blonde hair and a red top on. And I kind of do a double take. I think that's Tara Rez from The Jewel. You know, we played The Jewel on
Channel
4.
Oh, yeah, Camden Town.
And
yeah.
I said, excuse me, can you just walk out into the quiet a minute? And she went, that sounds ominous. And we walked out, and I went, hi, Tara, I'm Paulie B from Punky Radio. She went, oh, hi there, and I'll tell you what, Tone, I would, right? And, and I had a fantastic chat with her, really, really good, really nice girl. And one of the other guys out of the band was there, and they'd been gigging in Holland, and he had sunglasses on, right?
Right.
He's like, half past midnight or whatever. And I said, why have you got sunglasses on? He said, I haven't slept for 3 days. All right, fair enough. And she went, me neither. It's been brilliant, right? And it was, I had a fantastic chat with them. Went back through to this other bar. There's like, there's three little bars, and then there's the room where the gigs take place, and above where you're standing, it turns out, there's a little bit with just three tables on, and Steve and Agnieszka had gone up there, and I couldn't find them. I thought, how could I have lost these people in this venue? There's only four rooms, and I've been outside, and they were upstairs, but they said, they went upstairs, there's only three tables. They said, and there was, one of the tables, there was three Spanish women there, and it was really hot in there, and they all had fans out, and they were fanning themselves like Spanish ladies should, in time to the music. Yeah. So then we kind of had some more booze. I was getting stuck in.
Yeah.
The girl behind the bar was Finnish. I was loving that. I said hi, Sir Pasca, to her. She laughed. So you just told me to fuck off, wouldn't you? I know. But can I have a drink? And and then I went and sat down with Jackie Vixen, and she was talking to this bloke called Eugene, who just happens to be the bloke, I don't know whether he's the editor or the owner of, Big Cheese magazine. So I was networking like you wouldn't believe. And Eugene is going out with a very beautiful Finnish lady. I'll tell you what, Tone, I would. Right, and just had a fantastic chat with him, and Eugene, nice fella, and I'm loving it, and Jackie's there, and I'm loving it. And then, just when I didn't think it could get any better, Devilish Presley went on stage. They were fantastic! Right, and Steve and Agnieszka, they're rocking out to him, and I was standing to the right of the stage.
Right.
And you know me, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
And I thought, they can't see me from here. I'm going to have to go around the front. I couldn't get around the front because everyone was dancing. I couldn't get forward. But then after a while, I got forward. As soon as Johnny out the band saw me, he just goes, at the end of a song, he goes, that's Paulie B from Punky Radio, the best radio show in the world. You've got to listen to them every week. And I'm going, thanks. He's going, come on. And I'm getting smashed and all the bands are great. And they're loving it. And they were brilliant, basically.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the gig, we hung around as long as we could. Fee, who I would, invited me round to the back of her van. She said, because she said, I'm bringing down the torture chamber in the van. And I went, oh, nice one. I'll take a bit of a spanking. And went round and she went, look at this. I've just bought a tiki bar.
Bloody hell.
And she's got a tiki bar for in her house. Nice
cool.
one. Well done, Fee. She said, I said, oh, well, I imagine you'll be going topless then. She went, oh, no, I'll have shells on. I went, yeah, I might get a couple of winkles. Right, I met the rest of her band, and I said, look, it's always a bit weird, isn't it? When there's a girl up front in a band, no one really talks to the blokes in the band, do they? It's always centred on the girl.
Yeah.
But the fellas were all nice, and do you know what? I met two of them, and I would. They were great, really nice fellas, and like they drove off back to Coventry, and then we decided that we would drink until we were thrown out. We left there about 3:30.
Yeah.
Steve decides that we'll catch a bus, right? Agnieszka's got these spike heels on, right? She looked great, right? And we started to walk up the road, and he said, we need to find a bus stop, need to find a bus stop. And we're walking and walking, and there's all these buses going past that might be the right one, might not be. And she eventually loses her rag in these spike high heels, and in her best Polish, just screams at him, Steve, where is fucking bus stop? Right? And I nearly fell over laughing, right? Where is fucking bus stop? Right? And then he said, look, what we'll do, if we can't find a bus stop, we'll get a cab. So then we're trying to hail cabs, and we can't hail cabs. And then we went past one of the phone boxes in London that have all the prostitutes' cards in. Sorry, working girls' cards in, right? And I had a great idea, right? And I went in, I looked for a card that said, I will do whatever you want, right? And I phoned it up and said, can you give us a lift to Harrow? And she said no. So we get walking, eventually get this cab, and whereas we've got the scariest cab in the world on the way down, on the way back we get this unlicensed cab, the kind you only get in London, driven by an African bloke who actually isn't a taxi driver, he's just driving around taking people home for money.
Yeah.
We get in the back of this cab, smells all right, right? Get in. I go to wind the window down. He went, don't wind it down all the way. I went, why not? He said, I've had this car 21 years. I'll never get it back up again. All right. And you know, you can't smoke in cabs and that. Well, me and Steve smoke. And we just got in. We drew about 15 yards. And the cabbie says, can I have a fag? I went, yes, you can. And had this delicious journey home. It was like manic on the way there. But on the way back, lovely jubbly. And have I put the next song in? No, I haven't. Can you just do a bit?
Yeah, sure. because it's our birthday, we're going to watch a gig on Thursday night at the Town Mill in Mansfield. We're going to watch our good friends Riot Squad and guests play. 8:15, the doors open, £3, and we're going to be there from the start, getting absolutely shit-faced.
Brilliant.
So, if you can join us, if you're in the local area, it's Thursday night, the 3rd of August.
Yeah, Thursday the 3rd of August.
Come and join us. Have a drink.
At the Town Mill in Mansfield.
I might take your picture. Yeah. I'm like that with people.
If any listeners show up, we'll take the pictures, we'll get them on the punkyradio.com website.
Yep, as soon as my hangover's gone, that'll be done.
Now,
which will be about Saturday.
The next song we're playing is by Dragster.
Cool.
In honour of the fact, A, that I saw them at the weekend, and B, that they were one of the bands that everybody wanted to hear again.
True.
And we're nothing if not fair.
That is true.
I should have offered her an Angry Pirate, shouldn't I? I just thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure what the proper Miss Ed would say about that. Probably kill me. Yeah. I'm only joking, darling.
So you spent a lot of time with your Uncle Foamy standing up and tap dancing.
Uncle Foamy has been... He's been doing
dancing away.
He's been doing a West End musical. He's done an extended West End run, let me tell you. This is Jeff Ugly Shoes and Cemetery Surfers, I do believe.
I was sporting their t-shirts that night.
You were, weren't you?
I were.
I was. I were. You panhead. All right.
Shittier.
So look, I'm choosing off their brilliant album Step Into the Death Ray the very last track, Killer Bees, because it's what they finished the set with.
Right.
And I thought it was superb. Absolutely brilliant band. I love them. You lot love them as well. Here's the proof. Oh, by the way, Tony, do you know their Dragster's website?
Is it dragstersuicide.com or something like that?
They haven't got one anymore.
All right.
No. So, if you'd like to find out more about them in terms of buying stuff, one easy way to do it is through noisemaker.de, which is their record label. But you can also check them out, as you can all the bands, on our MySpace page, because they'll all be in our MySpace. Top 24. This is Killer Bees. That's Dragster and Killer Bees.
Gooper, gooper.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. Well done, Dragster.
Yep, it's
great stuff.
As I mentioned to you before tonight, it's in my car.
Still.
It's been in my car for quite a few months
now. I know. I know. It's that good. It can stay in your car for years. Buy the album. Noisemaker.de, or just go on their MySpace page, you'll find out about it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, right then, Tony, you've got two bits now.
Yes.
There was one other thing I was going to say about them then.
I'll think of it. No, I can. This week is a twat. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Keep them upbeat. Please. Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. Gooper, Gooper, and cheers, Ewok Lickers.
Thanks.
First off, let me say that I love the show. It's fucking brilliant. I've been listening for six plus months and decided to turn some of my co-workers onto the show. I threw them in head first. I assume you guys would expect nothing less. I played every show to date for 8 hours, three days straight.
Oh my goodness.
We can get away with that shite because we test video games all day. So it made for an amusing 3 days. They don't all like the music, but like the show. Fuck them. I love the music. Now, I would like to put in an Is a Twat nomination. I was going to nominate the anus-sniffing, douche-drinking wanker that nominated Nicholas on the 25th of July show, because that goofy fucker is borderline emo, kidding blurred, and talks at a volume of 13 in a bad stoner voice all the time.
What an affenschwanz.
I work with them both. But no, I'm going to nominate all of the dyed black hair, low pants wearing, kitten blood writing kidding in blurred. My diary emo fucktards I work with.
Kidding blurred.
They seem to breed like rabbits and appear everywhere. My friend and I are always looking
to
yell at Kid and Blurred
whenever
we see one of them. So my nomination for Is a Twat are all of the Kitten Blood emos here in Calabasas. In what? CA, California, there.
California, Calabasas.
Calabasas.
Calabasas. I don't know how to say it. It might be Calabasas. If it was in Canada,
Calabasas.
Calabasas. Calabasas.
Keep the great shows coming.
Oh, Calabasas.
I was also wondering if there was any way to get a feed of your other radio show here in the States.
No.
A website feed, maybe. No, sorry, there isn't.
No way.
I would love to listen to it.
It's our secret.
Our secret. It's 3 hours of brilliance that you'd never hear.
Yes, that's right. They don't need to know the truth.
No. I'm sure it's just as brilliant as Punky Radio. Yes, it is.
It's better. It's a million times better. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, that's right.
The radio, nah, it's not.
The radio
not.
Is success. XM Radio is the way to go. Fungus 53, the punk station. Fuck censored free radio. Always looking.
Always looking.
Josh.
Right.
So, all the Kitten Blood emos in Calabasas is a twat.
I still can't remember what I was going to say as an extra thing there.
Okay, well, here we go then.
Yeah.
iTunes reviews.
Yeah, now we haven't done this for a while, have we? Because
no, we caught up on the time travel special thing.
But it being our birthday show.
I've got it.
Because it is our first birthday.
It is our first birthday. We've got an extra special, really good review.
Brilliant.
From iTunes.
Yep.
Here we go. Stupid. I'm a huge fan of rock, but this is just dumb. There's no point at all in Punky. And that's anonymous.
Of course,
and that
is.
Gave us one star.
One star.
Happy Thank you birthday
very much. Happy birthday to you. Hey, right. One star fuckwit, right? Don't bother listening again. You fuck. Not that you would, you fuck.
You fuck.
You quim. You queef cake. You bell end.
You waxed in on the Duvet of Society.
Yes. You're not the smartest peanut in the turd, let
you
me tell you.
Flat face. Go
so,
and suffle.
But if. We do mean to ask you, don't we? If you already listen to the show and you've got iTunes, if you could subscribe to us at iTunes, it would be a great help because we seem to have dropped off the charts and we can't work out why.
They've got a new charting system and we entered back into it at about 40 and we dropped out there like a rock.
Fix.
One last review.
Right.
Punky. It's just that. Punk at its best. I've been listening to Punky since I got iTunes and all I can say is this is a podcast that will make you come back for more.
Hey.
The two great hosts, Paul B and Butch Tony, are an awful lot of fun to listen to banter between four monstrous songs of punk, ska, psychobilly / pure insanity.
Make that five from now on.
Five now.
Yeah.
And haven't been Butch Tony for quite some time.
No.
No one is safe here, whether it's the Kid and Blurred emo kids, the Scottish accent, or Mr. St. Patrick of Irish fame. The infamous Punky Dictionary, Poetry Corner, the great interaction with the fans and other podcasts. This cast is the top of the top. Punky, uniting fans and bands across the lands, from Doug 666.
What a review!
That's cracking, isn't it?
Doug 666, you're my new favourite listener.
It's the natural reaction to the really bad review from before.
Yeah, it's like, you naughty bad review from before.
Last thing on the bad review, though.
Yeah.
There's no point to Punky, that's the thing I'd take exception to.
Yeah.
Because there is a point to this show.
But I did also notice that it says, I like rock. Well, I don't know if you noticed, mate, but we don't play it.
We're not called Rocky. Yeah. That's a film, and that's something completely different.
Not called Rocky, are we? Bung scraper. Right,
Snickerdoodles.
Next song tonight, mate, would be the last one, but not now. We're playing five every week, so we've got so much to get through.
From now on,
there
five.
Needs to be a moratorium on sending us stuff as well. We've got quite a few weeks to catch up on. I've got a massive backlog.
Right.
So don't be offended if you're a band and you get in touch with us and I don't say, please, can you send us something, because we've got a huge backlog.
Okay.
Right. One band we always love to play, though, and this band got more votes than any other.
Mm-hmm.
When we asked people who they wanted to vote for in the various different forms and things we've got, everyone was asking for Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And I'm happy because
right,
we
so.
Went to see him. How great were they?
I haven't seen them.
Absolutely brilliant. No, sorry, yeah, you weren't there with
no.
Tit. They were superb.
Twice.
Absolutely brilliant. I love them. But you know their website, don't you? Because I'll give you a clue, they're a band.
Is it frankensteintheband.com?
It is.
Oh.
It is. Well done, man. I haven't been keeping score this week, but you've done all right. I'm sure you've done
alright. I'm trying not to look at the list of websites got in front of me.
Their album is an ugly display of self-preservation. And it is. Right? It's also a great album. Find out more about them at frankensteintheband.com, or they will be on our MySpace Top 24. Dave Grave is a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of their listeners listen to this every week, and I'm proud to play this for them. This is Swamp Twang Thang. Who do they think they are? The Dirty Riffs.
that's a crazy amount of false endings.
I know.
That's just wrong.
Too many false endings. That is brilliant.
That's worse than Return of the King.
Swamp Twang Thang. it's worse than Pirates of the Caribbean. Swamp Twang Thang by Frankenstein. Brilliant
yes.
band from the States. Interestingly, Tony, mm-hmm. I was in the States.
You were,
but
weren't
a couple
you?
Of weeks ago.
Hey, you know, last week you were just telling us a story about that.
I was.
But you had a cut off.
I think I'd got as far as Lansing, Michigan.
Yes.
Had I got the bites on my feet?
No.
Had we talked about Detroit?
We talked about Detroit. I think you left Detroit, didn't you?
I left in Detroit. Well, after that, we went up to Lansing, Michigan to see my relatives. Apologies if you've already heard this. But north of Lansing is a place called Lyons, Michigan, which mm-hmm. is a tiny little village that looks like something out of Children of the Corn. Are you sure we didn't talk about this last week?
I think we spoke off air about it.
Right, okay. I'm afraid I forget these things. I'm a shit idiot. but met up with all the family, had a great time. Their relatives, my grandma's sister was a GI bride.
Right.
Actually, she was the first GI bride in Scunthorpe. How exciting. And no, I didn't, by the way. And for those of you that know the thing about Scunthorpe. And so she moved over to Lansing, Michigan, and they brought up a family, and their family had kids, and their kids have had kids, and now there's just millions of people who are kind of related to me in Lansing, Michigan. Mm. We all met up at this house. It's great. Beautiful house, fantastic, massive thing. All the family, great to see them all. They're really, really lovely people. Yep. And but they've got quite a big garden. And I was standing in the garden quite a long time. And to cut a long story short, I pulled another 4 o'clocker, because you know I was doing big ones. Pulled another 4 o'clocker. Woke up next morning, my feet had been bitten to bits by things called chiggers.
Right.
That, which are like sand flies living in the grass. Poisonous bastards. They're still only just going down now. Honestly, but I had 4 bites on one toe.
Yeah.
It really hurt. I was bad, man. But I'm not one to complain.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. So, we left there. We did the... But we'd been told that the drive to Chicago would take 6 hours. I thought I'd do it in 4. I did do it in 4.
Yep.
But then it took me another hour and 3 quarters to get across Chicago. Horrendous traffic to get to see our friends, John and Scott of Total Talk
John
Nonsense.
Scott.
I'm John. I'm Scott. What I should say is, I'm John. I'm really nice. I'm Scott. I'm a flippant lunatic. And a swimming nutter. And John met us at the airport. We had to drop the car because I'd got... Did I mention the third car I'd got? Oh, no, because we haven't got there yet. Second car got Chrysler PT Cruiser. Mm-hmm. Not over keen on them now. Did used to like them.
Tiny.
Girl's car.
Yep.
Girl's car. One, yeah. No balls. Right. Stayed... as soon as we got to John's, he cracked some beer open, shows us around, beautiful house. The basement, man. Oh, the best place to podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Just, he set it up. It's a real boys' room, basically, right?
Right.
And it's great. And we went out for some food with John and his missus and Scott, who showed up. And Scott, man, he was a bit freaked out by the power of the proper Mrs. Edwards, I think. Not me. He was freaked out by her awesome power, so mm-hmm. decided the best way to deal with that would be to drink huge amounts of whiskey very, very quickly. He was on the Glenlivet.
All right.
And got completely mosh up. Absolutely hammered. Groff-ost he was, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the night, we were at the Brewery Tap there. I think it's a Brewery Tap, the Beacon Tap.
Beacon Tap.
We were at the Beacon Tap, I think, the something tap. I was so hammered, it could have been called anything tap. Mm. It could have been called enough to make Uncle Phony stand up and tap dance, right? And I had some lovely food, unlike in Toronto, where I'd had shit chilli. Right. Had some lovely food down there, plenty of beer. Scott goes off his rocker, and when we leave, he was staring this geezer out, and John's just going, Scott, come away with your big flippers. Right, because not only are they in a band,
yeah,
but Scott is, in fact, the man from Atlantis. Right? Right, I won't mention the broad shoulders in the car yet. Right, so we... go back, and the idea is we're going to make some of a podcast. Part one. They do those in 3 parts.
Yeah.
We're going to make part one. But do we make part one? Yes, we did, but without Scott.
Right.
Because Scott was being sick while we were making part one.
The queer cake.
So the proper Mrs. Edwards stepped in and pretended to be Scott for part one.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Right. Then we went to bed at some point. We had some sleep. We got up. We started drinking again. Basically, we drank all day. And right. At night... we got a cab down to Wrigleyville in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
where we met up with Prof Tom from Kinky Sex Radio
and his
lovely missus. And we all sat around at this table and we had some food, and I think there were 7 of us. And the bill came round, and when the bill came, they all decided just to cough up and pay it.
Yeah.
But, Tony, I am always looking.
Always looking.
And I looked at that bill, Tony, and I thought, mm-hmm. that's a bit expensive. And do you know what they'd done?
What did they do?
They'd given us a bill of another fucking table.
Okay.
Which is about $70 more than ours should have been. I was always looking. I challenged the bill.
Uh-huh.
I said, can you check this out? They checked it out. It was wrong. The money was taken off. Quite right, too. And then...
yeah.
They were still going to put on... The tip was included... and the proper Mrs. Edwards is going to put a tip on top. But I'm always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Always.
So I said, no, we're not paying an extra tip. We've already paid a tip, gratuity and all that. Leave
it. What's the tip?
What's the tip when there's
already
a tip?
Give someone the right bill.
Yeah, there's a great tip for you. Give someone the right bill. There's a tip for you.
Shitty it.
Bad bar. So, anyway, if you want to hear about what happened on the night, it's already been documented in the Total Talk Nonsense episode
60.
It's 60, is it?
Mm.
Blimey. Episode, you know, don't you? You're always looking.
Always looking.
Episode 60. So go back to episode 60, parts 1, 2 and 3, and have a listen to it for the full story about that. Scott did very well that night. He kept himself hydrated.
Yes.
Because turns out, Friday night, he was a fish out of water.
See.
Can you see what I've done there? Can you see what I've done there with his broad shoulders? So he was there for part two. Part two we'd made in the afternoon, I think.
It doesn't matter.
Had a great time with the pair of them.
Yeah.
It was really lovely seeing them. We are hoping to get them in England soon. And we have got hold of... I've got hold of a CD of their band.
Right.
And we're going to find a suitable track to play on a self-indulgent special that we will be doing soon. Total Talk Nonsense are our favourite podcasters. We strongly recommend that you listen to them. Mm-hmm. Just as a extra... as a kind of PS to this story. Yeah. Last week, I spoke quite a lot about Air Out My Shorts.
Yes.
They've sent us some photographs.
Have they?
And there are a mysteriously large number of photographs of me and the word whore.
Really?
And I'll tell you what, Tone, I would. But there's some brilliant ones of the proper Mrs. Edwards.
Right.
And we are going to be putting them on the punkyradio.com site at some point. Right.
Mm-hmm.
After Chicago, obviously, we went to bed about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And we had to be up at about 6:30. Well... we didn't wake up, we got up at 7.
Yeah.
Flight's at 8:30, once again, we're 5 miles from the airport, not a fucking chance of catching this. John, hot-footed, is down there, we managed to get through again, binned ourselves through really quickly.
Uh-huh.
Got down to Tampa, where we picked up my third car.
Uh-huh.
My dream car, the Chevy HHR, the one that was recommended to me in various other places around the States before I got there. They said, you don't want the Chrysler PT Cruiser, you want the new Chevy. The Chevy HHR, HHR is the Chrysler PT Cruiser with balls.
Right.
And it really is. And we got lucky. There was one available. I had it. Nearly bit his hand off if it had a hand. Mm. I bit his handle off. Got in it. Bombed down to stay with the in-laws,
yeah.
Carl and Lisa. And I am going to cut this short. We had a fantastic week with them. We went to 2 gigs. On the Tuesday night, we went to see Rancid.
Yeah.
And on the Friday night, we went to see Real Big Fish. And we thought they were the main band, but they weren't. Real Big Fish was supporting MXPX, right? Who, it had been suggested to me, were something of an emo band.
Kimblad.
Right. So we got down early because a band called Whole Wheat Bread were on as well. I love
right.
Whole Wheat Bread.
Okay.
So we got in there. They were fantastic. Carl and Lisa were laid down. And just as Real Big Fish started... the heavens opened. And there was this enormous Florida-style monsoon with thunder and lightning. And we were going, anything can happen here. Real Big Fish are on stage. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
The crowd, it's an outdoor gig. The crowd are just loving it. Everyone's getting drenched. Lisa walks in, puts an umbrella up. The only person in the place with a brolly. She's got it right there. Anyway... after Real Big Fish, we go into the bar to get stuck into some more booze, basically.
Yeah.
And this big fella with a beard walks up. He goes, excuse me, you're Paulie B, aren't you? I went, yeah. He went, I'm Meat from Sarasota. I went, all right, fella. And he runs a fantastic punk show in Sarasota.
Right.
On, I can't remember the frequency FM, but I'm going to try and find him to put him on our MySpace. And we ended up spending the rest of the evening with Meat and his friends, one of which works for the St. Pete, I think it's called the Weekly Planet newspaper, and there was this crazy Irish bird there who didn't know anything about Ireland. I was quite happy to fill her in on recent history.
Okay.
And basically, we had a great week. Went down the beach 3 times. I burnt me back. And that was about it. That was our experience. And then we flew home, which was just the most tedious flight in the world ever, but you don't need to hear about that. And that's that. So, Tony, now you quickly need to say something else while I sort out the last song.
Oh! I hate you. Don't forget to visit our MySpace page, myspace.com/.
Don't hate me.
Punky Radio. I don't hate you.
Clutch Goblin.
Forward/ Punky Radio. Quite a few videos on there from our Block Party 6 gig. I can't remember if we mentioned it or not, but there is our cover of Nightclub and Blister in the Sun. Full versions. Sounds alright. And
yeah.
There's also currently the Still the Wonky Unique Kathy live from Block Party 6. So check them out. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
If it's good. If it's bad,
yeah.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Time for the last song of our 5. We're going to play 5 a week from now on. And we also, more of this in the last bit, but we're already on Hussy Skunk.
Yes.
Aren't we?
Every Sunday, 6 p.m. EST.
HussySkunk.com, every Sunday Eastern Time. But I'm not sure whether it'll be this weekend, but certainly from next weekend, we will also be on
Wicked Radio.
That's right, and they're on our MySpace and all that. It's wickedradio.com. I think, isn't it?
I think it's the org.
Oh, wickedradio.org. You can find out about them. And we're going to be going out 11 o'clock on a Saturday night on there, on FM in Wisconsin. Look out, Wisconsin. And also on t'internet. So there's
on
more
t'internet.
There's more opportunities to listen to us. Anyway, last song this evening. I think we've saved the best till last.
Mm-hmm.
I've been threatening to play this ever since we started doing the show, and I don't think I have played it.
Right.
The Bleach Boys.
Yeah.
And Tony, up front, you know their website?
BleachBoys.com.
It's thebleachboys.co.uk. You can't have that one, I'm afraid. The Bleach Boys from Hitchin. The Hitchin Sound.
Yeah.
One of the best bands ever, in my opinion. And if you think we go into a bit of cuntiness with our last track, wait for this.
Right.
I don't think we've played this before. We might have done.
We've played Bleach Boys before. I can't remember.
I don't think we've played this one before. I think I've been saving it up.
Okay.
This song is going to blow your mind. TheBleachBoys.co.uk. Make sure you hit the website and check out their MySpace profile. There's a couple of songs up on there as well. But it's very important that you listen to this first, Tony.
Okay.
This is called You Can't.
Okay. You sack sandwich.
Now, we have played that before,
yes.
But on one of our very early shows.
Very early, like
so
maybe
you probably
the fifth or
haven't
one.
Heard that before.
No.
Because we haven't had quite enough. So, that's been our birthday episode of Punky.
Yep.
How exciting.
It's been 1 year.
1 year. Here's to another week.
We take it a week at a time.
Thank you all very much to everyone who listens to us. Make sure that you check out the following things. Pod Riot. Why should they do that, Tony?
Because we're part of a group of podcasts that are all completely different, they're all completely brilliant, and we all help promote each other. We covers all bases, really, Pod Riot does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does cover all bases. Podriot.com. We are a fantastic group of podcasts that are about to go at least one bigger.
Yes.
Because I think Air Out My Shorts might be joining our ranks.
A little family.
We are. We're a little friendly family. Who never give each other any trouble. Also, Podcast Alley. It's a new month.
New month, yes.
Go to podcastalley.com. You can find out everything you need to at punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
But please, take a couple of minutes to go there and vote for us. It's really important to us. It's not important to you. It's not important to other people. But we are on a mission to come top in the music section 1 month, honestly. Because everyone else cheats, and we can't be bothered with it. So, if you're not busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond, perhaps you could take the time to vote for us at Podcast Alley. We also have, there's user forums at lastminutecomedy.com, but we've also got the Punky Owns group on MySpace.
On MySpace. So, it's linked from our MySpace page.
Again, go to our myspace.com/punkyradio.
Join in, there's quite a few members there. Yes.
Now then, we're going to play a promo this evening.
First
we're
time
play
in a while.
The promo to Eclectic Mix.
Okay.
Which is a pretty good music podcast. You know, I listen to music podcasts from time to time.
Yep.
They're one of the ones that are nominated alongside us in the Podcast Peer Awards.
Okay, yeah.
And I think it's only fair and magnanimous.
That's quite sporting of you.
Well, it is. Well, the thing is, they played our one last week.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, so it's only fair to return the favour. And I've listened to the show, and I do like it. I recommend you check it out yourself. Now, it might be worth listening on after the end of it, because there might be something else. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Blues. classical, punk, trance, I don't know, jazz, bluegrass. When we talk about an eclectic mix, we're not messing around. Each week, the Eclectic Mix podcast presents a single artist and explores their music, regardless of genre. If I love it, I'll play it. So head on over to eclecticmix.com and get your fill of music you may never have thought to listen to. Eclectic Mix. Open your mind.
Hi, it's me. I want to talk to you very quickly. It's me, Judgmental. I am Judgmental. I am the new person. I'm the new person on the block. I'm Judgmental. I am Judgmental. What I want you to do, I want you to get in touch with me, Judgmental. Judgmental. That's me, Judgmental. You can get in touch with me through polyb at punkyradio.com. If you've got something you think needs judging, perhaps it could be maybe some relationship's gone wrong or a problem at work, and you want me to make a judgment on it so much, in fact, that it's going to make me talk funny, then make sure you get in touch with me, Judgmental, at polyb at punkyradio.com. That's right. It's me, Judgmental. Ah, this is going so funny. It's making me talk funny. Funny. Make a talk of funny.
Well, Tony, I wonder what's going to happen with that judgmental fella.
I ain't got quite a clue. Looks like a bit of a flat face to me. But hey, only time will tell.
I think he might be going out with Ruby Breastnut, but I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Scary biscuits.
And I'll tell you one thing about Ruby Breastnut.
What's that?
I would.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.